96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Well, it's spring again. An extra hour for me and you.
Yes, it is spring again. Warmer weather, fewer clothes, and looking for love, or at least something like it. Are you ready for a spring fling? Exactly what is a spring fling? Are you in one now? Is it good for you? Well, we're talking about that tonight. As I promised, we're starting some trouble tonight when we're talking about single folks, as we always do. My guests are the author of I Now Pronounce You Single and Happy, Sanyo Jadai, and relationship expert Stephen Dixon, author of Love Capacity and Men Don't Heal, We Hey. The lines are open. If you want to talk about this, at 202-319-7810, that's 202-319-7810. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page. Be nice. At facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Okay, Sanyo and Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Steve, we're going to have to change the title of that book. We really need to change the title of that book.
Hey, it's the truth.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Don't start. Okay, let's get right to this. Right, ladies first, Sanyo, how do you have a spring fling?
Look, cuffing season is over.
Okay.
So now it's spring fling time, and most times that means a short-term rendezvous.
Mm-hmm.
A short-term rendezvous. And I would say in order to have one, you would have to have it on your terms.
Oh, what does that mean? On your terms?
That
whose terms?
On the two that are getting involved.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on the ladies'
it
terms.
It could be on my terms too now, but you have to be upfront. You have to be upfront and both parties be aware that that's what you're entering into,
mm-hmm,
to avoid any problems down the line.
Steven, is a spring fling healthy?
I don't condone it or support it at all. It definitely depends on where you are in your relationship life and what you're looking for.
You know, Steve, you're a stick in the mud, right?
Right.
You are such a stick in the mud.
but you saw the title of the book, though.
Yeah, there's that. So you're from the party of no spring fling.
Well, I believe it's more detrimental to your relationship health. My second book, Love Capacity, is about your capacity to be able to love every time that you hurt, every time you show yourself, every time you invest in a relationship, no matter how long or how short, you hurt your capacity to love going forward. So for me, yeah, I agree that it's fun. You know, that's the name of my book, right? But what I'm more concerned about is, are you prepared to now give yourself to someone later and have a long-lasting, successful marriage?
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about spring flings. Are you in one? Have you had one? How did that work for you? I'd like to hear your story, so definitely give us a call. Okay, so, Steve, what if that isn't the point about a long-lasting, successful relationship? Maybe if you just want to, you know, add a little spring spice. What's wrong with that?
Right. I'm definitely not going to say that there's something wrong with it. I'm going to say that it has detrimental impact on relationships in the future. I'm saying that, for example, I have husbands that I deal with every day, and one husband said to me this week, he said that I had multiple women when I was single, and the transition to only being with one woman has been difficult. I'm looking at things like that. I'm talking to women who feel like, okay, do I have to be in a threesome? You know, what I have to do to keep this man happy? Or I'm talking to women who are saying that I'm bored in my life because of what they did before they were married.
Sanyo, you want to? I need to take a break. I'm going to let you comment on that.
I can definitely see where Steve is coming from. However, there are those that never want to marry, that choose that that's not the life for them, and they do have spring flings, or those spring flings can oftentimes turn into sizzling summers and freaky falls and wondrous winters, and then by the time that's all done, they decide that this is a lifetime thing. So it doesn't always end badly.
So speaking of the four seasons, let's see if our listeners have something to say about the 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Is there an expiration date for spring flings? I mean, that's why they call them spring flings, Sanyo. Do you, when you get into it, do you tell, from a woman's point of view, okay, do you tell him, check the expiration date?
Basically, in the beginning, you both are upfront and you're honest, and you say that this is just what it is.
Everybody's like that.
Yeah, you say that this is just what it is.
However, no, they're not.
When you if you really do not want this to go any further, then when you start to see those signs of a real relationship where they're clinging on a little more, or they want to do a little more, spend a little more time, then you do readdress that spring fling thing, if that's where you want to be. But, you know, some people decide that that's not, at a certain point in life, they don't want spring flings.
Steve, even though you are not an advocate of spring flings, do you believe that for those who get into them, that they should explain that this is just a temporary thing?
I agree 100% that, number one, you should always be able to communicate what you're looking for. I think all of us should be willing to tell the truth and be honest about what we're willing to invest into whatever relationship. And I did that my entire life when I was single. I would just tell women straight up front, like, I'm not looking for nothing. I'm just trying to see what you're doing tonight, and that's it. What's up? And that was it.
And how did that work?
Man, you'd be surprised how often it did work. Again,
hey,
we can go back to the title of the book, right?
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
Steve, that's what we talk about in I Now Pronounce You Single and Happy. And we talk about being totally upfront, and sometimes that's just saying exactly what you want, and you would be surprised at how many people say, okay, I'm down with that.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tammy, calling from Maryland. Tammy, help me out here. What's on your mind? Tammy, are you there? Do we have Tammy up? I can't hear Tammy. Tammy, give me a call back if you can at 202.
Tammy's busy right now.
Yeah, perhaps. I'm sure she has something to say, so we hope to hear back from Tammy at 202-319-7810. Sanyo, you mentioned that it could, one of these relationships, if you, are they relationships?
I mean.
Because, okay, everyone assumes.
That's why I called it the rendezvous.
Rendezvous. But see, everyone assumes that a spring fling means sex. Does it have to be?
Not necessarily. You and this person could share going out. You could share emotional bonds. It doesn't have to cross the sex.
See, Steve, there it is. And that's not bad, is it?
I don't have no labels for my friendships. They friendships. We're not going to call them no spring fling. If it's a spring fling, we getting busy.
Really?
Absolutely. I don't need no extra hugs from my friends. I don't need all that.
Okay. So maybe another word would be a situationship?
Situationship. Because there could be some flirtation, and there could be a lot of that. But for whatever reason, it doesn't cross over to sex.
Okay.
But they enjoy each other's company.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Carrie, calling from Maryland. Hey, Carrie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey.
Well, I would say spring flings create monsters, too.
Monsters?
Yes, create a monster.
Define that. Help me out with that.
So, for example, you get into a spring fling with someone, and it goes, you know, you get the understanding, everybody's on the same page, and things start happening that each other, well, one or the other one likes, and that one emotionally gets attached and the other one is not, and then this monster starts to be created from this person, and then it turns into something else.
Has that happened to you?
Yes.
Well, and maybe that's because you're a wonderful person.
Who was the monster?
Oh, yeah, I guess I should have asked, right?
Were you the monster or were your partner the monster?
They were guys when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad told me, he said, you're creating monsters, you know. So.
Wow.
So basically, you put it on them, and they couldn't handle it, and then you tried to chuck them a deuce.
Yeah. Ah, that's about right.
Yeah, well, there's one mark against it. But Carrie, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about spring fling, those short romantic relationships that happen when the weather begins to warm up after winter leaves us. Let's go to Mike. Mike calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Mike. What's on your mind?
How y'all doing today?
Hey, doing just fine.
All right. So I know a little bit about the spring fling.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Been in a relationship for a long period of time. I was married for about 10 years, and I was with a woman that really couldn't accept the truth too much. And me, I'm born and raised in the streets of Harlem. And I always reveled in the truth. I always loved the idea of the truth and the fact that, you know, I could be totally honest with with everybody. So when I got separated because of, you know, like I said, it wasn't working too much in my marriage, and I got out here in the dating world, and I was like Steve, I was very frank with women, very telling what I was looking for, and it, to my surprise, you know, a lot of women was okay with it because you was being honest, you was being truthful, you wasn't kind of pulling the wool over their eye and all. And so I really do appreciate the honesty, and most women appreciate honesty, no matter if it's brutal honesty or what.
Well, Mike, let me ask you, what's your status now?
Now I'm with the love of my life, the woman that I lost a long time ago, and she's in New York as well.
Wow.
And the great thing I love about her is we are totally honest with each other about everything.
That's great.
I mean,
okay.
We even talk about things that most couples will be uncomfortable with talking about.
Well, you know what, Mike? I think, you know, you have a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Hey, look, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, Sanyo, this is particularly for you, but Steve, I want you to chime in about this. I have been researching this one issue off and on all day because the boss said the ratio of men to women in D.C. is 1 in 20. And I've been looking and wondering where those numbers are and all of that. And it seems to me, this is what I found. D.C. is in the top 3 of big cities where the ratio of men to women is significant, but the reality is that it's only about 1 to 5. With that said, does that make the desire for a spring fling more or less desirable, Sanyo?
For me at this point in my life, I definitely don't do spring flings. However, with the ratio being what it is, a lot of women will lean more towards the spring. A lot of women would lean more towards the spring fling because the ratio is a significant amount.
Mm-hmm.
And or they figure that this guy, because most of the time people aren't honest, so they may be in a relationship and didn't tell you, and you find out later and so forth. So the spring fling does become more desirable.
Okay, so what do you think about that, Steve? Is the ratio, does that make a really, really big difference when you're talking about fewer men, more women?
It depends on the woman. One of the things I'm always communicating with single women about is that if you know what you want, you have to wait for it. And that's life, right? You got a great job now, you waited for that great job. You got a great car, you got to save for it. If you want a certain kind of house, you got to be patient. So if you want a certain type of man, a quality individual that you can share with, you need to wait for that instead of having these flings.
So how long is she supposed to wait?
It depends on you. If you're a quality woman, you might not have to wait that long.
Yeah, but if she's a quality woman and she's
still waiting. I know plenty.
Yeah. Oh, Steve, I got to take a break. We're going to talk about that on the other side. You've hit a sore point. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Kawana in Virginia. Eugene, calling from White Marsh, Soli calling from Woodbridge. Stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. You do not want to miss this. And we're still taking those phone calls, too. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this on the other side. Stay with us.